Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in. It's beautiful Brooklyn. Long as I live here, believe I'm gonna fly.
Know where you're going, but don't know how to get there? You found the rabbit hole, Alice. For free bars, apartment hunting, and sending out your demo, he's here to make sure you don't break the bank. Welcome to the Starving Artist Podcast with your host, Johnny Santa.
All right. Welcome to the 14th edition of Starving Artist Guide. This is my Memorial Day edition. I hope that anyone out there who has access to a backyard, porch, beach, et cetera, is out there grilling with me. It's Sunday. It's actually Saturday, but tomorrow I'm going to be going to my sister's house in Long Beach, and I'm going to be chilling and grilling out by the beach. So hopefully everyone out there is having a great weekend. This is my 4-day weekend. This is probably the last vacation I will be getting in a long time, so I'm using it accordingly. I got to go on a bike ride today, went down to the thrift store, bought a couple different books. One is on gypsies, just in case you have a gypsy infestation. I also have a book called Death by Black Hole, Neil deGrasse Tyson, incredible astrophysicist. Let's see, what else did I get? Also, I got the Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield, some new age hippy-dippy bullshit, and the Dangerous Book for Boys, which is just this giant red book that has all these cool things, like how to make a bow and arrow, how to build a fort. I don't know, I'm a dork, but it was $1.99, so I had to buy it. We got a great show today. We'll be featuring music from local New York artists. Well, I guess more New England-y artists. We got Matt Simons, Bruce Lucy, which is a band out of Philly. Mark Bechtold, who's actually out of New Hampshire, I believe. And Matthew Barber, who's actually a Canadian. So it's not actually at all New York City-based, but this is the cream of the crop from those who submitted music to me this week. Also have an interview with Mr. Matthew Barber, the nominated, well, Canadian Grammy Juno Award nominee, about his new album Ghost Notes, which came out in April, and his current thoughts on where the music industry is going, how to get into the industry, etc., etc. So before we get into a little local music, well, not local, before we get into any underground indie music, we are going to be getting into my friend and cohort Sean Keneally has a he's got a theater group that is accepting submissions. They are looking for any genre, style, or theme, play, and monologue, anywhere from 1 minute to 10 minutes, with a 10-page maximum, with minimal tech and set requirements. And they're looking for anything from anyone. If you have anything that fits these guidelines, send them an email. The deadline is June 6th, which is a Saturday. And the plays that are selected will be performed in August at the Producers Club. So if you want to get your ideas out there into the ether so that people can check them out, send an email. Send the script to theinternationalbtc@gmail.com. Theinternationalbtc@gmail.com. And that stands for Brain Transplant Committee. Theinternationalbtc@gmail.com. So hopefully that's going to be going up in August. I'm going to be there. There'll probably be some free wine, free booze. For those of you who do participate, I will keep you updated. So first we're going to get into a artist by the name of Matt Simons. He's originally from Palo Alto, California. He's living in New York. And he's a 22-year-old singer-songwriter. And he actually went to SUNY Purchase Conservatory of Music. Now, the folks over at International BTC are also New Paltz graduates. I don't know if he's graduated yet, but check it out. This song's called Fall in Line, only in the Starving Artist's Guide.
I've been fine here on my own. Fact, I prefer to be alone. From these signs that you have shown, mixed up all that I thought I'd known. You've been looking out for your own time. I was merely wondering if yours and mine could ever align. My way, then to your friends as if to say, oh yeah, this just might turn out okay. I've been looking out for my own time. I've come round to thinking if you were mine, well that could be fine. I don't know you all that well. Maybe could be something special, time will tell. Lady, pay no mind, there's no way that we gon' find it alone. Nothing if we stall, heaven when we fall in line. There's no way that we gon' find it alone. Nothing if we stall, heaven when we fall in line. I'll try and show what this needs to survive. Oh, nothing if we stall, heaven when we fall.
golden line.
All right. That was Matt Simons with Fall in Line. Hope you guys like it. Hope you guys dig it. You guys can check out his EP, Fall in Line. It's available on iTunes, Napster, and Amazon. Check it out. Hope he does well. Doesn't have any upcoming dates, but I'll keep you guys updated if he does. So thank you, Matt Simons. Some cool stuff going on this past weekend. Like I said, I had a 4-day weekend, so... Uh-oh, getting a phone call. Oh, it's my dad. He's at a party, as I should be right now on Memorial Day weekend. Anywho, all right, so this past weekend I went out using a little Starving Artist Guide trick. It's called myopenbar.com. Now, if you go to the website, they list weekly bars and their various open bars, which are really cool, really cheap beers, at least. And it's awesome. I went out to Bar 12 and Mercury Bar out in the Lower East Side. I guess, no, Midtown East Side. I don't know what that's called. Basically, I got free tap pints from 9 to 10. All just from RSVPing. All you do is call them up. They put you on a list. You show the guy your ID at the front. It's awesome. And then they give you a little wristband, and you're in for an hour of free drinking. But always tip. Always tip your waitress. So, with that said, a cool little news article I found. I wrote it up on starvingartistguide.com, my homepage. I hope that anyone who's listening to this has heard of it. And basically, it was off CNN. It said, zombie movie makes it to Cannes Film Fest on a budget of $70. So, this is a pretty cool story. I have it up. I'm just going to do some excerpts from it right here, right now, because not everyone has the time to be going to my website. But maybe they have the time to put this on their iPod before they leave to get drunk on Sunday or Monday, because it's Memorial Day weekend. Anywho. A budding British director is enjoying success on a shoestring at Cannes with Colin, a new zombie feature that cost a scarcely believable $70 to make. Colin director Mark Price, who spent 18 months making the film, worked nights at a private car hire firm, basically a taxi company, for anyone who really cares. When we say it's a low-budget film, he says, people presume a couple of $100,000. People can't figure out how it's possible. And basically, he used tricks from the Starving Artist Handbook, which has yet to be written by me. And he got a bunch of help from friends and volunteers. He shot and edited the feature over a period of 18 months. He begged and borrowed, and this is his key to success. $70 to get into Cannes Film Fest. This is previously unheard of. The lowest I've heard anyone going is $7,000, and that was the movie Primer. Great sci-fi movie about time travel and whatnot. Thanks to Greg for shouting out that a couple years ago. Anyways, he used online social networking and basically went on Facebook and MySpace. Basically went on Facebook and MySpace and asked anyone who wants to be a zombie. They got 50 zombies and got them for free, to work for free. Now, his cost-effective filmmaking Maybe the... shit, what the fuck? Ah, here's the most interesting part. In keeping with Price's beg-and-borrow approach, most of the zombies' makeup in the makeup artist's cases was inherited from other movies. He quotes, one of our makeup people came off X-Men 3, so we were using the same latex that was put on Wolverine, he told CNN. So it just goes to show that really we're opening up a bunch of doors as starving artists. We need to get out there. We have the tools. We have the technology. I mean, I'm recording on the same stuff, probably technology-wise, that Led Zeppelin went out and made their first two albums with. You know, like an 8-track. It's literally what it is. So it's not really about the technology. It's about us kind of taking the reins. So just to end this, what did Price spend the $70 on? And he goes, we bought a crowbar and a couple of tapes. I think we got some tea and coffee as well. Not the expensive stuff either, just the very basic kind. Just to keep the zombies happy. So that's pretty sweet. And it's just like just goes to show that you can do it on your own with basically nothing. And that's basically how this show is produced, with basically nothing. I haven't bought or sold anything to get this show on. I'm getting a bunch of people to listen to it, yourself included. Anyways, so let's get another song up. We're going to play Bruce Lucy. Check it out only on the Starving Artist Guide. Thank you. All right, so that was Bruce Lucy with... They will be playing at Connie's Rick Rack in Philly, Philadelphia on August 22nd. They're pretty new to the game, but they are already kind of sounding awesome, and hopefully they'll be getting a pretty good crowd listening to them. So, before we get into the interview with Mr. Matthew Barber, I just want to just kind of put my own voice out there. I'm getting a lot of great, like, kind of criticism, constructive, trying to get this website and podcast or whatever off the ground. And it really depends on the listeners to support it. And I'm not really talking about financially, although it would be nice, but more so about getting a collective of artists to kind of share ideas, share tips, share tricks. I'm only one person. And if anyone has any good ideas on how to do this other than what I'm doing, I mean, feel free to post, email me, starvingartistquestion@gmail.com, and just let me know, because it's not really about me, per se. I mean, yeah, I'm just a person that does this, but I think what it really comes down to is getting people involved in their local scene. So that's, I guess, what this is for. I mean, it can only grow as big as the amount of people that are behind it. So with that said, I'm going to have a little contest. I want to get a logo and get some shirts made up. And if anyone has any free time on their hands at work, say you are pretty bored at work and you have some skills, I want to get people to design a shirt, just like a Starving Artist Guide shirt, and so that we can get the message further and further. So send any design you have, and I don't care, it can be in MS Paint, I don't give a shit. Just show me that you guys are out there listening. Show me that you give a flying shit. And basically, the winner is going to get an awesome Starving Artist Guide gift bag. Now, what's in that gift bag? I don't even know yet, but it's going to be awesome. I'm going to say it's probably going to be priceless. I was going to say $50, but I'm going to say priceless, because it probably will be priceless if I'm involved. So we got one more song before our interview with Matthew Barber. This is Mark Bechtold. His song is called So Sad to Say. Check it out.
So strange, the skies have turned to gray. And I'm so sorry, we both feel this way. It's not my intention to prove that I'm right and that you're wrong. And I wanna know who turned out the light of the shining love between you and me. All I know is that I'm sorry, we both feel this way. Frozen scenes from long lost dreams of yesterday. And flower buds that blossomed in love have died away. So sad to say. Hard to believe the connection is gone, to be replaced by the empty words in this song. Where is the one I wanna hold, the one I used to know? When neither one of us can laugh anymore, when the morning sun stops shining through the door, what's left is the darkness of the cold and lonely night. And frozen scenes from long lost dreams of yesterday. buds that blossomed in love have died away, so sad to say. Or to stay where you are, to give what no one should ask for, to be someone less than who we are. Yeah, it seems so strange, the skies have turned to gray, standing here alone, I don't know what to say. All I know is that I'm sorry. Know that I'm sorry. All I know is that I'm sorry. My love has flown away. Flown away. Flown away.
All right, we're going to just go straight into the interview. Matthew Barber, incredible artist, great songwriter out of Canada, currently lives in Toronto. He's going to be hopefully touring back down here soon. His North American tour is over, but we'll keep you guys updated. Check it out, Matthew Barber.
So what was the hardest part of getting your music heard, getting it out there, for the industry to listen to you?
I don't know. I mean, I never really specifically kind of went after, people in the industry or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to happen pretty naturally. I mean, I've been making music and writing songs ever since I was a teenager, and then, but never really was pursuing it that, you know, seriously, as a career or anything. And then, you know, I went to university and I went to grad school and everything. And wasn't until I kind of finished that up, and I was kind of, you know, figuring out what I was going to do next. And I moved to Toronto and just started, you know, just like everybody, just playing around gigs, just taking whatever mm-hmm. gig I could around town. And I guess, I ended up getting hooked up with a guy who's interested in managing me, and I'd never even really considered having a manager at that point, but, and just kind of went from there, and, you know, he's still my manager, and I guess that kind of led to labels and, you know, everything
yeah,
that happened.
Everything just kind of happens organically. So,
sorry, what was that?
It, pretty much, you just let it happen organically.
Well, yeah. I mean, once you start getting into the world of, you know, the music industry, then I guess, you know, I think it helps to have somebody kind of representing you. I mean, I've never been that great at self promotion myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been someone who could really kind of, you know, get out there and say, you know, listen to me, I'm so great, kind of thing. And it's kind of nice if you can have someone who you trust to kind of do that job for you, and then you can just kind of concentrate on the music. And I've been pretty lucky to have some people that I trust kind of taking care of that for me. I mean, having said that, though, you still have to, you know, if you want something to get done, you know, you have to do it yourself, really. You can't really totally rely on other people to do all that kind of stuff for you. But
mm-hmm.
it's nice if you have someone who believes in your music and who, you know, wants to take that job on.
Seriously. And one of the main
yeah.
things, the great equalizer is going to be the web. Now, how do you feel like this is going to change
yeah.
the music industry as someone who's inside it already? You think it's going to just like kind of, well, I've been reading this book called The Long Tail, and
uh-huh.
it's basically about the new Web 2.0, Facebook, MySpace, Last FM, all these things are kind of changing the industry. And then Radiohead went ahead 2 years ago and did the whole pay what you want. Is that going to affect, how do you feel it's going to affect the new music industry?
Well, it's pretty fascinating for sure. I mean, we're living in very interesting times, obviously. And I don't know. I mean, I think everything's been, the whole industry's kind of been up in the air for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, and still people are figuring out where it's going to go in terms of, I guess, you know, how people buy music or if people are going to buy music. I don't know. I mean, I think it's kind of pointless to gripe about it or complain about it or worry about it, you know, because it's impossible to go against that wave. And I think, you know, artists need to just embrace it. And,
yep,
you know, it's obviously everything's becoming more and more internet-based, you know, all the time. And so, the old model of major labels is crumbling. And, you know, that's probably a good thing because they started to kind of abuse their power and their riches and waste a lot of money, I think, kind of in the late, well, probably for a long time, but, you know, especially, I think, kind of in the late 90s, around the turn of the last century, I guess, you know, they I don't know. And
they're
now,
basically,
unfortunately, lots of people are losing their jobs.
They're power hungry.
Everything, but I don't know. Sorry, this is a bit of a rambling answer, but I think...
It's okay.
I think the coolest thing for me about the internet is having people from all over the world can access your music now. Like, I get emails from, you know, people in Asia and people in, you know, Bulgaria and, you know, like, just places where before, even if I was on a major label or something like that,
you know, you'd have to be U2.
Never be able to hear my music, but with MySpace and things like that, you know, people from all over the world can hear your music, and they're not necessarily, even if they're not buying it, I think it's pretty awesome that people can just hear it, you know, and that you can actually make an impression on people around the world.
Mm-hmm. And you can do that with or without a label at this point, I think. But how is the web and this kind of destruction of the traditional music model kind of affecting contracts? I know they're doing like 360 degree contracts. Has that affected you in any way?
No, I don't even have a contract with my current label. So
that's great.
I don't know. Contracts, I mean, I can't really speak to that. I don't know.
Good. Let's get out of the whole business aspect and go more into like the creative. I mean, the thing is, most like artists that are trying to make it are interested in that kind of stuff, so they got to hear it. But let's get more into your stuff. You mentioned, you know, Rolling Stones, Dylan, Neil Young, Springsteen, Van Morrison as some of your influences. But I definitely think that you're getting your own sound there on this new album. Now,
great. Well, thank you.
What were some of the main inspirations for the new album for you?
Just life, just everything that I experienced. Just I'm always writing songs, and I wanted. This album. I actually have a few more albums that I've released, and you know, some people in Canada are a bit more familiar with them, but this one, it was kind of a conscious decision on to tone down the rock a little bit, and you know, make an album that people are going to want to listen to over and over again, and that's maybe not something that's going to try and kind of grab people with drums and kind of guitar hooks right off the bat, but more I kind of wanted to suck people in with the lyrics and the melodies and the vocals, and have the band on the record just really kind of supporting that. So it's a mellower record than some of my previous ones.
Yeah,
but Yeah, and I don't know. I wanted to still try and write, you know, songs that could be appreciated in any decade too. You know, I
definitely.
I mean, all those people you mentioned. Obviously, I'm kind of partial to a lot of music from, you know, the 60s and 70s, which isn't to say that I'm, you know.
No, I love them all too.
A lot of stuff is going on now because I think there's a lot of tons of amazing. It's probably more great music than there's ever been before right now. But a lot of the stuff that I listen to is like kind of the classic singer songwriter era. You know, I love listening to those things on vinyl, and so I wanted to make a record that, you know,
that you could play on vinyl,
and I wanted to, you know, do kind of something in that tradition, I guess.
Very cool. Now, the song "I'm Gonna Settle My Accounts with You" is that? I love that song, and it's been stuck in my head all week. And you got to tell me, that's got to be about a relationship, right?
That one is not really.
No, I took it that way.
Sorry, it burst your bubble there. But,
no, it's okay.
No, I mean, the whole album, in a way, could be looked at as loosely about a relationship, but that song, no, it's not so much about a relationship as it is just about the idea of kind of putting the past behind you.
Very cool.
You know, yeah. Settling your accounts,
I love it.
Kind of getting square, getting even, and moving on with
a
fresh start and kind of a new hope. And that's pretty much what that song's about.
Cool. Well, I look forward to seeing your show at Union Hall tonight, and you've got some more shows coming up. Let's see here. Hold on.
I'll be in Carrboro, North Carolina, and then Athens, Georgia, and Atlanta, Georgia.
And that's
then head back up to Canada, and I'll hopefully be back in the States soon. And I'd like to keep coming back over the next, you know. Well, I don't know.
Very cool.
Years, at least I'm working on a new record that'll be coming out probably at the end of the year in Canada, at least. I'm not sure about the States. Maybe early next year.
Very cool.
Yeah, keep busy.
Yeah, and our audience can check out MatthewBarber.com for all the updates there. Now, I'm going to play I'm going to Settle My Accounts with you, and I look forward, again, to seeing your show. Best of luck. And thank you for joining us on the Starving Artist Podcast. I appreciate it, and I will see you tonight.
Right on. Thanks a lot, Johnny.
Thank you much. Bye.
Okay. I'm gonna walk right in. I'm gonna pay the money down. I'm gonna settle my accounts with you. I'm gonna march right through and make a smile your frown. I'm gonna settle my accounts with you. I'm gonna lick my wounds, I'm gonna swallow my pride. I'm gonna settle my accounts with you. I'm gonna cash my chips and get the hell off of the ride. I'm gonna settle my accounts with you. Settle my accounts with you. I'm gonna let you in on a little place I've been. I'm gonna settle my accounts with you. Yeah, I've been down and out, hanging with doom and doubt, but I'm gonna settle my accounts with you. Oh, cause now I'm back on top, riding high after the flop. I'm gonna settle my accounts with you. Cause we haven't in a long, long time. We haven't in a I'll be body, soul, the pleasure is all mine. Oh, and now the worst is past, and we can carry on at last. I'm gonna settle my accounts with you, And I could kick your ass. Yeah, you win the looking glass. I'm gonna settle my accounts with you.
Thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day to listen to us. We'll be back next week with another artist interview. And remember to keep telling your friends, anyone that loves music, art, comedy, anything, film, directing, etc., let this cat out of the bag. Everybody should know what we're doing over here at the SAG. And keep on keeping on.